And now, time for your next meeting.
So that's the proposed marketing plan for next year. I want to give everyone a chance to chime in with feedback before we move on to next steps. Amy, you want to kick things off?
Sure, Tom. First of all, thanks for sharing this with us. I know how much work has gone into this deck, and I found it incredibly helpful.
Very helpful.
It's such a great deck.
The diagram toward the end really crystallized the breadth of our strategic opportunities.
Oh, yeah, for me too.
Agreed.
Excellent. That's great to hear, everyone. I've made terrible career decisions.
What?
What?
What did you just say?
Just that it's great to hear you guys like the marketing plan.
Oh, sorry. I just thought you said something else.
Nope.
Okay. Well, in terms of feedback, my main concern would be making sure that all of our objectives are actionable from a budgetary standpoint. I really dread seeing each of you every day.
Oh, it's funny, Amy. I was actually going to say the same thing, but also add that we want to avoid a situation where we're allocating valuable resources to the wrong brand pillars. I can't feel my face when I say things like that.
Really good points, you guys. I'm going to add those to the deck.
Great.
But, sorry, isn't it also about aligning with our product team to better define our brand pillars first? I've snorted OxyContin twice during this meeting.
Yeah, we should absolutely set up a meeting with the product team to loop them into this. That is a great idea.
I'm so high right now.
Yeah, agreed. The brand pillars have been a bit of a moving target. Mm-hmm. We can't expect consumers to know who we are if we don't even know. I urinate in my fern a lot.
Yeah, I licked the bagels before I brought them in.
Right.
Let's not forget the important role that the competitive landscape plays in that discussion,
mm-hmm,
though,
right.
Because if we aren't careful, the marketplace will define us instead of the other way around. My pantsuit is on backwards.
Oh, and the cream cheese knife. I licked that, too.
Yeah, I haven't understood a single thing anyone said to me in 3 years.
Have you guys ever heard me crying in the bathroom?
I have.
Yes.
It's really loud.
Wasn't sure how thick the walls are.
I don't know what our company does.
We make software.
I knew it.
Oh.
When I was a little girl, I used to ride horses.
That sounds nice. I haven't menstruated since I started working here.
Well, sometimes I think I'm smiling, but actually, I'm frowning.
You're smiling now?
Am I?
No, not really.
I have nightmares where I live here, like right here in this conference room. My bed's right over there.
In my nightmares, it's late, I'm at my desk, and the cleaning lady's coming through with her vacuum, and when I get a good look at her face, I see that she's actually me.
Cool.
And then she stabs me with her mop.
Can you stab someone with a mop?
Sure can.
I keep having this dream where I'm giving birth to our CEO, fully grown, suit, beard, the whole shebang. Then he tries to get up, but his legs buckle like a gooey newborn foal's.
Cool.
So gooey.
It takes me 2 hours to get here every day, and then 2 hours to get home. I mean, that's 4 hours a day. A third of my waking life.
I flipped over the vending machine last week. Now the Three Musketeers don't get stuck anymore.
I spend quite a lot of time in the supply closet making sticky note people. There are hundreds of them now. Soon they will rise and take back what is rightfully theirs.
That is so weird. I masturbate in that supply closet.
I know.
Me too.
I'm riding a horse right now. Whoa!
Are you guys hot? I'm so hot right now.
Crazy hot.
So hot.
I gotta take my clothes off.
Y'all should. Let's all do it.
I'm gonna put a bagel under each armpit and see if it feels funny.
I bet it will.
Wow, yeah, it does. Oh. Hey, Eric, you know what?
Oh, what?
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
Me?
You see another Eric in here?
I thought this day would never come.
Fight! Give me your shirt. I have a lighter than your own. Let me torch you on fire.
Break your face, you...
Finish him! Wait! Stop!
What is it?
Do you feel that? The reins of Alperon are upon us, just as it was written, as it was destined. Quickly, everyone on my horse, there isn't much time.
Where are we going?
To the castle.
To the castle!
To kill the queen!
Kill her!
How far will our journey take us?
A fortnight, perhaps, but I must warn you, we will pass through the forest of Ranuk. Many have died there.
Surely there's another way.
I'm leery of speaking of it, but there is one. We may summon Zorn, the Dark Prince of the North, but black magic comes with a price, a costly one.
These both sound like terrible options!
Get down! It's too late. I hear the footsteps of the Queen's Guard approaching.
Quickly, build cover!
Yes, build cover! There's still hope for us!
No, it's too late for me!
Eric!
Yeah!
Hey, sorry, but this room is booked at 3. Are you guys about finished? Why are the sprinklers going off? What happened to the table? And the chairs? And your clothes?
Did you mean the 3 p.m. Salesforce meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm actually in that one.
Oh, me too.
Should be good. I heard the Q4 projections are finally in.
About time, right?
Yeah, that'll really help inform a lot of the things that we talked about here.
Absolutely.
A good meeting, everybody.
Really good meeting.
Really good meeting.
Whoa, how about we take a minute to recover from that one? That was Good Meeting, written by Colin Nissen. It was performed by Scott Adsit, Laura Gray, Ed Herbstman, Tammy Sager, and April Mathis, and produced for us by the podcast The Truth.